The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented in the public interest by the Beasley Broadcast Group. Each week we focus on a worthy organization and learn how you can lend support. And now, here are your hosts, veteran fundraiser and management consultant Ezra Creed and public relations consultant Ellen Schulman.
Hello, this is Ezra Krieg, flying solo today since my co-host Ellen Schulman couldn't join us. But I'm so happy that you all are here with us to learn about a fabulous organization in our community called Light of the World Clinic that has been providing comprehensive medical care for people in need in our community for over 20 years. And we're excited to have the clinic's director, Sandy Lozano-Berry, to tell us more about it.
Hi, Ezra.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
I have to say, Sandy and I have been friends for many, many years, so it's great to have you.
Too many dimensions.
So, Sandy, tell us, what is the Light of the World Clinic, and what does it do in the community?
Well, the Light of the World Clinic is an actual free clinic, volunteer free clinic, set up over 24 years now. It's been in existence primarily to serve Broward County residents who are low income or no income and who have no access to medical health care. And it was a need that was seen by our founder, the late Dr. Erwin Vasquez. And because of him, we now exist and we see hundreds, if not thousands, of patients on an annual basis who do not have access to these critical services.
Now, Why a clinic? Why don't these people go to the emergency room?
Well, that's the problem. They've gotten so used to going to the emergency room because they can't get medical attention in a short enough time frame that they're using the ERs or emergency departments as clinics. And that's our taxpayer dollars at work there. So clinics like the Light of the World are the way that these individuals can go qualify and be seen by licensed healthcare providers in a number of different specialties and be seen free of charge.
Now, is Light of the World unique, or are there other kinds of clinics like that in the community?
There are other clinics in the community, some through the safety net hospitals that we have in the county. But unfortunately, we're about the only one who does not discriminate against the individuals coming through, regardless of what their status, regardless of what background they come from. We see them. They live in Broward. They meet the income level or lack of it, and they don't have access to any of those healthcare services anywhere else. They can qualify with us.
So I'm listening today, and I'm concerned about my healthcare. How would I become one of your patients?
Actually, you would do one of two things. A, you would either stop by the clinic in Oakland Park, which is Prospect and Dixie, and come and pick up an application. Or you could go to our website, flafreeclinic.org, and pick up, download the application. It's a PDF file in English or Spanish. And then they would fill it out, and the instructions are there, and they can mail it in. And it's a turnaround time of, I've just approved a patient last week who submitted their application 3 days prior. So it really depends on the individual and how quickly they turn around that application and submit it.
Now, when someone becomes one of your patients, do they have a specific doctor, or is it a bunch of different doctors, or how does that work?
We have right now currently 43 licensed providers at the clinic. Everything from general medicine, cardiology, dermatology, urology, gynecology, nephrology, chiropractor, certified diabetic educator, pediatric nurse practitioner, infectious disease. Those are all the doctors that they can see. So when they come in and they're approved, they come in and they see a general practitioner or family practice provider. They get a full physical, and then from there they're referred to the urologist for PSA or exams, as well as the gynecologist for an annual mammogram and a pap smear. And we get them to think about coming in and getting an annual exam on an annual basis, regardless of how they feel. But they know then after that, if they're sick or something happens, they know they can come in and they can be seen by our doctors.
When are you open?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday, and first Tuesday of the month, we even have late clinics. So we do everything in our power to make sure that those individuals are not interfering with their work schedules, and they can come in, be seen during the whole course of the week, morning or evening.
Is it just for adults?
No, we also see children as well as adults. Our youngest, I think, is maybe 5 years old. Our oldest, I think, is 93.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Now, what about people who might have transportation issues?
Luckily, the clinic is located in Oakland Park, right off Prospect and Dixie, where we have access to the different bus lines. There are a number of families who depend on relatives or neighbors even to drop them off at the clinic, but a number of them take one, two, up to four buses to actually get to see the clinic.
Now, are these doctors volunteers? Are they paid? I mean,
all of them are volunteers.
Wow.
That is a tough one. And I must say, Erwin, Dr. Vasquez, my late mentor and founder, he always saw the vision of having all these specialists coming in to one location where people could come here and not have to go be referred out to another hospital in another county for any specialty care. Unfortunately, we're not where we want to be as far as all our providers go. We're still looking for various specialists. But in regard to that, our patients come in and it's at the clinic that they are seen and they see all those.
Well, you know, somebody could be listening. What kind of specialties are you looking for?
Gastroenterologist. We need one desperately. We would love to be able to have an endocrinologist. We now have a new nephrologist, so that's actually a good thing. And we would love to have a certified diabetic educator to add to the complements of the one we already have, but also a registered dietitian.
Now, I know you're a nurse. Are there other allied health professionals who get involved?
Absolutely. We have retired RNs. We have retired doctors. We have retired MAs. And even those who are semi-retired or just wanting to give back to their community. They volunteer at the clinic, and we work around their schedules. Some help us out at health fairs. Some help us out for the kids' back-to-school physicals in the late summer before school starts. And then others just come in on a regular basis every week or every 2 weeks.
And you mentioned Spanish. Can people also, other languages like Creole, can they come to the clinic?
Absolutely. Anyone from any background can feel free to come to the clinic. And like I said, as long as they're qualified, because our grants do dictate that and so forth, they will be seen and we do not discriminate. And we've had Creole speaking. We do have Creole speaking patients at the clinic. A lot of them are bilingual. And those who are not, we have volunteers or they bring their translators with them.
Now, you said that your patients range in age from 5 to 93.
Mm-hmm.
How long do your patients stay with you?
Funny, Ezra, we have patients who are with us in the last few years since the economy took a downturn. We have seen a big upturn in the people who are my own neighbors, your neighbors, our middle class residents who never needed services like Light of the World Clinic and now are finding themselves at our door. But guess what? They're with us as long as they need our services. Some have only been for a few months. Others have been for only a year. And then they're back on their feet and they're now have insurance. We've seen other families who I'm seeing the third generation. So it really makes a difference. We see them from all different areas.
And, you know, because of the downturn in the economy and the more people in need, are you at capacity or can you welcome more people?
We're always welcoming more people and we always look forward to seeing anyone else who needs our services. But we are having a little bit of a growing pain in that we are looking for maybe bigger space expansion.
So you might expand or would you think about having satellites or whatever?
That's something that we're the board and us are looking into something like that because it definitely will be down the road if things continue the way they do.
Well, you're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. Today, we're speaking with representatives of Light of the World Clinic. For more information on this vital community service, please visit their website at FLAFreeClinic.org or call 954-563-9876. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
One of the most important skills any student can learn is how to study. I'm Andy Ford, president of the Florida Education Association and a classroom teacher. I've seen too many capable students struggle with classwork, homework, and tests simply because they didn't know how to study. Here are some ways you can help your child achieve lifelong study skills. Set specific times for study each day and stick to them. Make sure that notes, homework, and assignments for each subject are kept together. Each night, Have your child make a few notes of what was discussed in class for each subject. Be consistent. Make sure that whatever study habits you work to create truly become habits, done at the same time, in the same way, every day. Working together, parents and teachers can make this a successful school year for every child in Florida.
A message from the Florida Education Association. Great public schools are a basic right for every child.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, and there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Well, welcome back to the Forum for Nonprofits. Today we're speaking with representatives of Light of the World Clinic. We just heard in the last segment from Sandy Lozano, who told us about all the really cool things that this organization does. But the people who really know are the people who benefit from it. And we are honored to have three guests, Anna Maria Martinez, Pam Byrne, and Andrew Berry, to tell us a little bit about the clinic from their point of view. So good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
So, Anna Marie, you are a consumer. You're someone who benefits from the clinic. Can you tell us how you found the clinic?
Well, through the community, I hear about some of my friends and my neighbors because I live in the area. Then I went to the clinic and I found them very friendly. I filled out the paperwork and I can afford an insurance. So I right away were approved and I started seeing the doctors the next day.
Now, how long ago was that?
6 years ago.
And so they're like your doctor.
They are my doctor. Actually, I found the doctor at Publix and the other day they have a medical show expo, and the doctor asked me, how do you feeling and what about your medical issues? He knows me by my name. Oh my God, they are amazing. They are really good.
And over the 6 years, you've utilized the clinic for a variety of different issues?
I utilize, yes. Specifically, I start because I need a yearly checkup, and I went for all my medical stuff. Then I get sick with my gallbladder and I go through the surgery through the clinic, and wow. I didn't have to pay just for the lab stuff, and it was really, really good. And the doctors are calling, and Sandy is calling all the time. How are you? How are you feeling? How are the girls?
Super.
They are super, yes.
Pam, you're also a consumer of the clinic. Could you tell us about your experience there?
Yes, I've been going there only for about 6 months. I heard about the clinic from a friend, applied, was amazed that I qualified. I was so happy. I have major high blood pressure issues, and in the 6 months I've been going there, they've been monitoring it and adjusting where necessary. Before I went, I wasn't sure what to expect with it being a free clinic for low-income people. I have had more respect from the doctors and staff there than I experienced at any regular doctor's office. Anybody who has a need for medical treatment, I would recommend to give them a call.
Now, you mentioned high blood pressure. Are
yes.
you, do you take medication?
Yes, I do.
And so they write your prescriptions. How do you get your medication?
They have a clinic in Pembroke Pines where for certain medications, they provide them free. They phone me every month to go into the clinic and pick up the free medications. They also recently prescribed me with high cholesterol. And in the last month, that has got dropped by half. And again, the medications are provided free. They've been a godsend.
And this was something the clinic told you about as part of their services?
Absolutely.
Well, that's terrific. And Andrew Berry, You're a volunteer with the clinic. How did you get involved?
I would say word of mouth. My sister was actually a volunteer, and she heard about it through her school. So it's really just the word of the mouth. Heard about the clinic, and I'm so glad I heard about it. I don't regret it for a second.
Now, as a volunteer, what do you do?
I do whatever Sandy asks me to do. Everywhere from inventorying donations to the recent health fair we put on, I did a lot of the legwork for that. Any other little odd tasks, but it's very informative. I've learned quite a lot in my short time at the clinic, so again, I'm very grateful for it.
What do you do for your day job?
I'm a tutor.
So you're a tutor. The reason I ask is that, you know, you're saying you're learning so much from it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like it is helping you to maybe think about some future vocation?
Yes, exactly. It does. I'm actually looking to go to medical school. I actually just took my MCATs about a month ago, so...
Good luck.
Thank you. So I'm waiting to hear back from there, and like I said, not only about medicine, I'm learning quite a lot, but even about the process itself, about getting into med school, the doctors there are very, very helpful. They've been talking to me about just everything, showing me x-rays, all kinds of stuff, so it's been...
It's been really helpful.
Yes, it has been. It's been tremendously helpful.
Well, you know, Anna Marie, you said that you tell your friends and neighbors about the clinic. If you had to say one word, one description of the clinic that you were going to tell your friends and neighbor, what would that be?
Well, it's the best medical attention you can have in whole Broward County, because before I have experience with the public clinics, and when I went for an appointment, it was for 3 months, and when I go to the clinic, they get me an appointment for the next day. The same week. So I tell them the clinic is fantastic, it's easy to make an application, and if you qualify, go for it. It's right there, it's very affordable, it's so good.
And Pam, I was impressed when you said the word respect, that you were treated with respect there. Can you tell us a little more about that?
It's a wonderful thing. I have to admit, I'm one of these nasty people who smokes. Some of my problems are no doubt caused by that. I found the doctors, the nurses, the helpers, nobody judges. And I hadn't experienced that at a doctor's office before. That was important to me, to have my self-esteem retained.
Well, you are listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and today we're speaking with representatives of Light of the World Clinic. For more information on this organization, please visit their website at flafreeclinic.org or call 954-563-9876. Let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Two kids, one paycheck. But I'm still going to send them to college. With Sam, I can.
Business has fallen off at work, but I'm getting prepared for whatever the future holds. With Sam, I can.
I missed a mortgage payment, but now I'm turning things around. With Sam, I can.
Making ends meet on a tight budget, coping with job loss, struggling with overwhelming credit card bills. Whatever your financial challenge, with Sam, you can. Sam is smart about money, a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money. From everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, just remember, Sam, I can. SamICan.org.
I'm going to feel in control again. With Sam, I can.
Get empowered. Reach your financial goals. Visit SamICan.org.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, smartaboutmoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
Smartaboutmoney.org. the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
You're listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and today we've been speaking with representatives of Light of the World Clinic. And we're back with Sandy Lozano Barry, who is the clinic director. And she's going to tell us a little bit more about the clinic because, I mean, to be able to do this kind of service free of charge to people must cost a lot of money for the organization.
Ezra, you're not kidding. It's a feat to be able to make the expenses, but guess what? We do so on a shoestring budget. Thank God we have a wonderful grant writer, and that helps us with our, you know, our grants and what we do. But we still need the fundraising efforts. We still need the donations coming in. And donations can be not only monetarily, but they can be in other forms, in services, in talent that people have that we do not have, that would be a great asset. It also could be in medical supplies, office supplies, and it could just be an overall donation of one-time item, whatever the case might be. It could be doctors, the specialists. If you're a bilingual registered dietitian out there or an endocrinologist, we could use you. A gastroenterologist, you want to give back to your community, the clinic will help you with that. You'll be amazed how good you'll feel giving back to your own community and being able to help people who otherwise really don't have a voice for you to be able to say, I can go see this doctor without them costing an arm and a leg, which in that regard forces them not to even get seen. And medical issues that are preventable become escalating problems that end up in the emergency room, in the statistics, in operations when they could have been dealt with early on and prevented.
So I'm listening today, and you know, especially after I listened to our three guests that were just on, I want to give. How do I do that? Do I go to your website, or what do I do?
You can donate by just sending us a check. You can go to our website and there and read all about all the things, see the pictures, see all the things that we do. And there is a donation tab there. And through PayPal, you can make your tax-deductible donation. And in any number, some people do it in memory of certain people. Others do it because they've come back. I've had patients who've left the clinic and felt so grateful that when they've gotten their first paychecks, gave back to the clinic just because they felt that it was the least they could do. It's any type of donation like that that you can, or call or come by the clinic. Let me give you a tour. Let me show you firsthand what we do in our 2,000 square foot, you know, facility. And let me show you how you can make an impact in not only the lives of the community and the patients we see, but in your own life.
And we met Andrew earlier, who's a volunteer. So there are volunteer opportunities for anybody, or do they have to be incoming medical students?
Not necessarily incoming medical students. We do partner with a lot of the schools because we know that how valuable their services are to us. Just to give you an idea, Ezra, last year we saw 207 non-licensed volunteer staff come through there. Some of them were through the schools, but it doesn't have to be anybody who wants and can give. They just have to give us a call or stop by the clinic and we'll find a spot for them. If not now, it might be on a daily basis, it might be quarterly, it might be for an annual physical for the kids or an annual health fundraiser, expo, whatever it is, but we'll try and fit those talents to any needs we have.
And you mentioned fundraisers. I know you do a lot of grant writing, but do you do those special events that a lot of organizations have?
We do. We don't do them as often, but we're trying to do a lot of new things. We're trying to set up a kind of a 5K run in honor of our late founder, and I'd love to be able to have some help in donations in that regard because it's an area we don't know of. But it's also, we do galas and we do other fundraisers. Like every August, we do have a Hispanic Women of Distinction where we honor 12 honorees in the community, both from Dade County through Palm Beach, and those individuals are recognized for all the good efforts that they've done in the community. And there will now be an Erwin Vasquez scholarship for a Latina that will be starting from this point on. And it's really a remarkable thing to be able to honor one young lady who will be empowered to give more and do more for her community. So we do those whenever we can, but we need the help from the public.
And another volunteer question, as a father of two high school kids, can high school students earn community service hours?
Absolutely. From middle school through high school through college and beyond, we we provide, I sign so many volunteer sheets because we count on those talented individuals from all ages and all areas.
What's the future for Light of the World Clinic? You mentioned some growing pains, but I mean, what's the future? Where do you see it going?
In an ideal world, Ezra, we wouldn't exist. That would be the ideal, that the clinic like ours would not have a need. But unfortunately, that's not been the case. So the future I see is for us to continue to provide these specialized services to the individuals, add more specialties, maybe add vision, maybe add dental, and be able to be that comprehensive section and clinic for everybody.
Well, I hope our listeners today will think about the message we've learned and will act to make sure that that vision becomes real. You have been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, and we've been talking with representatives of Light of the World Clinic. To get more information on this vital community service, please visit their website at flafreeclinic.org or call 954-563-9876. This is Ezra Krieg thanking you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofit.
Thank you for listening to the Forum for Nonprofits. We hope this week's worthy organization inspired you to get involved and give back. The Forum is produced by Ezra Krieg, senior consultant with Kreisenberg LLC, and Ellen Schulman, president of Ellen Schulman Public Relations. Find out more on forumfornonprofits.org. This program is a public affairs presentation of the Beasley Broadcast Group. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.